Sunday morning show with Walt and Mike. That's Al King and a song called X's and O's. It's 7:42 on Tuesday, March. Love saying that. March 1st. Mike Plour to studio, and joining me is Nikki Soni, who's director of The Wizard of Oz, along with Mallory Grugan, who's Glenda the Good Witch, and Caitlin Palomaki, who plays several parts. And Nikki, big production coming up. Give us the whys, whens, wheres, and hows.
Sure. We're doing the classic tale of The Wizard of Oz this Friday through Sunday, March 4th through the 6th at Kauffman Auditorium. We have two matinees and two evening shows, and it's looking to be a spectacular production. It features over 109 youth, a full orchestra, a dog, and a chicken. A real dog and a real chicken.
A real dog and a real chicken. Is that a first for you?
Nope. We've had a real dog. We did Annie. So everybody always tells you not to work with animals or children, and so we like to do both. But this dog in particular has a much larger role in the show. Toto, as everybody knows, has to do a lot of tricks, has to be on stage pretty much the entire show. So we found a dog, Nina, who is quite amazing and is really going to be, is equal to all the magical effects, the flying, everything. It's going to be quite the production.
And I understand the dog knows his cues.
He does. She does. It's just she. She's okay. Playing he, but she is first tech rehearsal last night. We don't have the dog on a leash. The dog does everything it's supposed to do. It's been doing that consistently with having a bunch of small children around it all the time. So it'll be fun to see what happens with the audience, to see if she performs 100% every show. But so far she has. So it's quite exciting. And it's our first time going back to having a live orchestra. We have flying effects. Wizard of Oz has been done in this town probably years and years ago, but it hasn't been done in a long time. So it's a great story to come see. Many familiar songs. I mean, Over the Rainbow, of course, is the most familiar song from the show, but lots of other spectacular songs and big dance numbers.
When and where?
It's going to be this Friday through Sunday, March 4th through the 6th at Kauffman Auditorium. There's a 7 p.m. show Friday and Saturday and a 1 p.m. show Saturday and Sunday. People can get their tickets at all NMU Easy Ticket outlets online at nmu.edu/tickets or by calling 227-1032.
I got a feeling people better get their tickets right away.
Yes, we do have plenty left, but I do recommend if you want particular seats that you do get them earlier in the week is always better. At the door can be difficult sometimes, so it's better to get them in advance and have them ready so you can just walk into the theater and take a seat.
And also here with us is Mallory Grugan, who's Glenda the Good Witch. And Mallory, tell us a little bit about playing Glenda the Good Witch.
Well, Glenda is a magical character who kind of leads Dorothy through her journey in Oz. And so Glenda gets to fly everywhere she goes in like a bubble. And so it's been really exciting for me having to sing and do all of my scenes and acting and stuff from in the air. And it's also really fun because Glenda is kind of the leader of Munchkin Land. And so I get to work with like a bunch of little kids. I'm not sure how many. And they're all so cute and they're really good at what they do. And it's really exciting to kind of see them grow from the experience.
It's got to be. So you're flying quite a bit. Is that a first for you as an actress?
No, I've actually flown a couple times, but for this show, I like sit down in a hoop type of structure because Glenda's in a bubble, and so that's a new experience for me.
Also joining us is Caitlin Palomaki, who has several parts in the show. And Caitlin, what can you tell us about one or two of the parts that you play?
One of the parts I play is called the Jitterbug, and actually, it's not in the movie, so that'll be something to see. We pretty much capture the Scarecrow, Tin Man, Lion, and Dorothy for the witch. So it's a really tiring dance we do. And at the end, we just all fall over, and it's just been a blessing to learn. And it's so much fun to dance too.
Yet, did you have to create that part essentially?
Kind of, because we don't have anything to go off of. So we have to find our character within it, and it's been fun.
We're talking to Nikki Soni, who's director of The Wizard of Oz, a production that's coming up pretty soon. Also, Mallory Grugan and Caitlin Palomaki. We're going to come back and talk to these ladies one more time before we let them go. Stay tuned. This is The Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. That's Kelly Clarkson in Heartbeat Song. It's 7:50 on Tuesday, March 1st. And joining me in the studio is Nikki Soni, director of The Wizard of Oz, a production that's coming up, along with Mallory Grugan, who is Glenda the Good Witch, and Caitlin Palomaki, who plays several parts. And Nikki, tell us again what, when, and where.
Wizard of Oz, going to be performed by the Superior Arts Youth Theater this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Kauffman Auditorium, with an evening show Friday night and Saturday night at 7 p.m. and matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. Tickets are available at all NMU Easy Ticket outlets, online at nmu.edu/tickets, or by calling 227-1032.
And another thing that's very cool about this production is there's a chicken and a dog in it.
A chicken, a dog, an orchestra, a ton of little munchkins, tons of flying and magic. There's nothing. We didn't let anything go with this show.
Lots of people on stage, lots of things going on, and it moves pretty fast, even though it is a relatively long story.
It's a full-length production we are doing. A lot of times we do the junior productions. It is a full-length production, but it is The Wizard of Oz, the classic tale. It's very similar to the movie. A lot of people are familiar with that, love it. The music is absolutely wonderful. The dancing and acting in the show is fantastic. We have such a great set of parents and community members and artistic staff members working on costumes, hair, makeup, props. Everything that goes into these shows requires tons of people and tons of work, and it really just comes together to be a wonderfully polished production. A lot of times people often don't even realize that most of the people up there are children, so, or youth. So it's quite amazing. And a dog.
And it's going to be great, and it's Thursday, Friday, say it one more time.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 4th through the 6th.
There we go. And tickets are at Easy Ticket Outlets. Yeah, plenty of tickets left, but if you, like you mentioned earlier, if you want a particular seat, it's time to get your tickets now.
Yeah, they're starting to go now, so we're over half sold for each show. So it's a big auditorium, but a lot of people like to sit in particular seats, so we recommend get your tickets in advance.
Nikki Soni joining us, director of The Wizard of Oz, along with Mallory Grugan and Caitlin Palamaki. Ladies, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you're welcome. And if you missed any of this interview, we'll have it posted at our website a little later on. It's sunny.fm. It's what we do. We keep you posted to what's happening in the community on the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike.